Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
We're back, and the Texans are back. Welcome into Texans Huddle. Drew Doherty and the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Good to see you.
Good to see you back in action.
I know. I love it. That bye week was just at the right time. And you're the parliamentarian of the NSYNC fan club, so you know better than anybody the bye, bye, bye song.
Sure.
And you know the importance of the bye because you get self-scouting in. How important was self-scouting with these Texans?
Well, you don't say bye. You say hello to better performance in the second half. Bill O'Brien, 11-4 after the bye as head coach of the Texans. And a big reason, self-scouting, taking a long introspective look and making improvements.
Well, I think one thing that has been a common theme is basically when you go into the bye with a win, I think that helps. You know, we beat a good Detroit team. I mean, yesterday they went and they beat Minnesota. They're a good football team. So I think our team feels good about that. And they also know that there's a lot of improvement that we can make. And I think it also, when the bye comes right at the halfway point, it's really a good time from a health standpoint, from a recharge the battery standpoint. And so I think that's been the theme over the last 2 years. But obviously that's the last 2 years. We have to make sure that we do that again, that we play well coming out of our bye again.
You know, one thing that they've done so well, talking about self-scouting as of late, is the run game. We've seen really big strides from Lamar Miller. 5.2 yards per carry on the season from Alfred Blue. They're able to pound the rock right now. You're hoping that continues. If that keeps up, boy, who knows what this means for the rest of the offense, Mark.
Yeah, and I think they need the synergy between the running game and the passing game, Drew. You're right. The running game has really improved lately. You mentioned Blue. Look, against Denver, they ran it for 140 yards, and we said before that was a shocking thing about that game, that they couldn't get the passing game clicking off of that. But good things do happen overall when you run the football well, and that's their goal.
Well, I think, you know, the last away game, we showed some improvement. We're sitting there in the third quarter in a position we want to be. I mean, certainly could be better. But so we were able to run the ball for four quarters in that game. And that's what we have to do. We can't start the game very similar to how we did versus Detroit. You know, we have to be able to run the ball for four quarters because that helps the play action, helps Brock with a comfort level and having everything at our disposal, boots, screens, run actions, and just straight drop back pass. So that'll help the whole offensive unit as we go forward. And, you know, we're back on the road here, first game coming off the bye week. So it'll be another test. And, we spoke with the unit, and that's something we're looking to overcome.
It wasn't a run, but a running back was involved as far as the HCC play of the first half, first eight games.
Yeah.
Lamar Miller's touchdown catch, it only went 10 yards on the stat sheet, but it went about, 40-50 with all that zigging and zagging?
Yeah, he did a lot of zigging and zagging, and it was a huge play at the time.
Third and 7 at the Colts 10. Here's the snap. Brock stepping up. Throws underneath. Miller trying to get free. Miller's in trouble. Miller's still going. Miller across the 5. Miller in the end zone! He scrambles in for 6.
In retrospect, Mark, you could have rock and rolled that one, knowing what we know now about it, but at the time you didn't want to do that.
Well, I also took some heat because I've named that the play of the first half of the season on Texans radio, and some people said the Jalen Strong catch later in that game that got them in field goal range, but I think that Lamar Miller catch, that was third down. Yeah. If they don't get that one, who knows what happened, so I think it was huge.
And they were down 2 touchdowns at that point as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know, 2 guys who have been forces on the defense, Jadeveon Clowney and Bernardrick McKinney. They're looking really strong, making improvements in their second and third years, respectively. I like what I've seen from them, and they're really, I think, growing in this defense.
Yeah, I think when you look at Jadeveon Clowney, you're looking at all the analytical sites are raving about him. Football people rave about him. Now, some of the fans and media have yet to really catch on because it's not like he has 10 sacks or anything like that. Doesn't have a lot of those sexy stats that people like, but he's making an impact on the football field.
And, you know, one other thing you can do if you're just a simple fan or simple watcher of a game, just lock down on Jadeveon Clowney and watch how many members of the opposing offense have to account for him.
Yep.
You're usually talking about 2 offensive linemen, as well as a tight end, sometimes a running back, maybe a fullback. He's drawing all sorts of attention. That's a huge thing. And then McKinney, man, he's been a force in the middle.
Yeah, you look at McKinney, top 5 in the league in tackles most of the season. He didn't play last week, so the numbers dropped, but he'll get right back up there. And yet, only his second season, but what an impact he's making as a second-round draft choice out of Mississippi State. He's got the big personality as well. We've seen him in the interviews. You really didn't see much of that in his rookie year. They're kind of on lockdown in that department. But you love to see that play step up, even with a healthy Cushing next to him. It's going to be exciting to watch his development.
Well, he's done really well in the system. He's picked up the system. I think he understands the fits better and what it takes and how he needs to play blocks and where he needs to fit. And as a result of it, he's putting himself in position to make plays, and he's making a lot of plays.
Well, great to see Bernardrick McKinney and Jadeveon Clowney doing well, particularly in a year you don't have J.J. Watt to cash in on as well.
No doubt. Those two, you can say, have been stars of this defense. Another star of the defense is going one-on-one with D.P. City when we come back here on Texans Huddle. Who can it be?